President Trump visited McAllen, Texas today to continue to press his argument for a wall at the southern border. McAllen is one of the safest cities in the U.S. Across the border, however, sits one of the most dangerous cities in Mexico, Reynosa. It's become an unintended home for a growing number of migrants. NPR's Carrie Conn reports.
Jose Edgardo Baguedano arrived here in Reynosa 2 months ago with his 5-year-old son. They fled the violent city of San Pedro Sula in Honduras, where he says it's nearly impossible to keep your children out of the gangs. They steal them from you or lure them away with fancy shoes and cell phones, he says. And then they tell you, you have a problem because your child isn't yours anymore. He now belongs to the gang, says Baguedano. Baguedano says he tried to cross the international bridge into McAllen, Texas, to ask for asylum back in November, but was stopped by a U.S. immigration agent.
Entonces me dijo que me esperara. Detrás de una línea azul que hay ahí.
He told me to wait behind a blue line on the bridge, which at the time I didn't know put me back in Mexico, he says. And within a few minutes, Mexican immigration officials arrived and took him and his son away. They were detained for 3 days, but luckily not deported back to Honduras. He says he's since found a job and a house and is staying put for now. Baguedano is lucky. Officials here say many migrants stuck in the city fall prey to the criminal groups that dominate this northern Mexican border city. Reynosa's mayor, Maki Ortiz Dominguez, says it's not just U.S.-bound migrants that are concentrating in the city. She's dealing with thousands of migrants deported from the U.S. as well. She says 150 to 180 each day are deported to the region.
El hecho de estar concentrando los migrantes en lugares,
the fact that there is such a concentrated number of migrants in cities along the border could give rise to another type of organized crime, she says. She's worried about gangs easily recruiting desperate migrants. And she says her police force is already stretched thin. I caught her outside a hotel ballroom before she went into a celebration for National Police Day, which included a full breakfast for all the cops in town and raffle prizes. A local commander walked away with a new refrigerator.
Yo me siento muy orgullosa de todos ustedes.
I'm so proud of all of you, Ortiz Dominguez told the crowd, and she's tried to increase their salaries and give them the best tools they need to do their jobs, but it's tough. Reynosa has some of the most lucrative drug routes into the U.S. Two cartels battle for the region. Last year, more than 250 people were murdered here. Thousands more went missing. And mixed in with all that violence are the migrants, says Mariana Calderon, a psychologist with the state's Institute to Assist Migrants.
Pues Reynosa es uno de los lugares con mayor índice de secuestros, de extorsiones, de...
Reynosa is one of the places with the highest number of kidnappings, extortions, and murders, she says. Migrants are a big target to those criminals. Jose Edgardo Baguedano, the migrant from Honduras who's stuck in Reynosa for now, says he doesn't think President Trump's wall will keep migrants out of the U.S. He says people crave a safe place to live.
Pueden hacer un muro de 10 metros, tres líneas de serpentina. La necesidad de la gente es más grande.
You can build a wall 30 feet high with a line of snakes below it. But people's needs are much greater, he says. They'll get around it. Carrie Conn, NPR News, Reynosa, Mexico.